This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. It's 2020, guys. It's a new decade. It's a big deal. We have a new chapter in our lives. Wow. What are we going to do with it? Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? What are we going to achieve? What's our mission? What's our goal? What do we want to achieve this year that we haven't gotten achieved so far? You really have a clean slate. And in today's show, we're going to be asking those questions. What do you want to achieve? Better yet, what do you want? What do you want to let go of? That's a big question. What do you want to let go of this year to create your true life? You know, I think a lot of us think about things we want or stuff we want or things we want to achieve. But what are the things we want to let go of as well? Because some of those things that we need to let go of are getting in the way of our achievement. They're getting in the way of us achieving the goals that we want. Maybe it's self-sabotaging behavior. Maybe it's not a clear plan. Maybe it's not really knowing exactly what we want, and we really need to analyze that today. I want to also talk about Art for Your Cause real quick. Check out artforyourcause.com. Check it out, artforyourcause.com. You can go online, you can find amazing artwork, amazing artists, and you can actually get your own charity, the charity of your choice, or other charities that you believe in, and you can actually give money to the charity by buying art from these artists, even clothing that has been designed by these artists and some of these original work. The CEO of that company is Liz London, and Liz is geared to helping charities, to helping groups, to helping underprivileged to be able to get what they need to not only survive but to thrive. Later on the phone, we have Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app. The Connection app is this amazing app. You know, you have all these apps on your smartphone, right? We got all these apps. They do all these things. But this particular app actually helps us to connect with our loved ones. It helps us to connect with our loved ones, to connect with the person that we're married to, the person we're in the relationship with, to actually uncover some of the problems in our relationship. But better yet, it's not just about the problems, right? It's about actually reconnecting, because there's a lot of things we have going on, responsibilities, children, the list goes on. We got to work on our marriage just like we got to work on everything else in our life. And joining me in studio today, Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the author of Anatomy of a Patient. It's his first book. He's writing other books as well, so we have some other stuff cooking, I'm telling you that. And that book is amazing because it really goes through a chronological order of some information that he received health-wise and how he was able to disseminate it, go through it, and basically, with the help of some doctors, save his life. And also, he's awaiting a transplant, but in the process of it, he's living his true life. You know, when we think about what we want to achieve in 2020, you know, Reggie, it was interesting. You sent me a text, and it's really neat because I just had that gallbladder surgery, by the way. We weren't here live last week. I had the gallbladder surgery. It went successful, so I'm here, which is great. It was on the 27th. And on the 1st, Reggie sent Happy New Year's, and he responded back with Happy New Year's, and he goes, Happy New Decade. And that really hit me. So, Reggie, you know, when we think about the importance of this new decade, you know, what do you think of as far as achievement and things that you want to do that maybe you haven't done so far?
Well, I've had to process a lot of things this holiday season. This was Christmas Eve was the 4th anniversary of my receiving my medical diagnosis of renal failure. So it's not exactly the happiest remembrance for me, but I have survived longer than I thought I was in the beginning. So there was a time, it was a time for celebration as well. I spent this time reflecting on a lot of the lessons that I have learned, things that I have overcome that I remember at one time I didn't even know how I was going to overcome them or if it was even possible. And the big lesson that I learned through all of this was I couldn't sit back and wait for the doctors to rescue me. I had to make choices, intentional choices. Arnold mentioned a couple of weeks ago that a lot of our decisions are prompted by our old habits, rather than our new intentions? Well, I've certainly learned to clarify that, because there was a time when nobody had any answers about whether they could save me or not. So I had to jump in feet first in an area that I had no knowledge of, no history of, no experience with, and decide somehow I'm going to beat this. So in looking at reflections and thinking forward, since I've learned it is possible to create the impossible, I now have to take time and actually think about culling out a lot of the old habits that I used to live my life by when I was a workaholic, and making the transition to get back into some positive income earning activity that isn't going to kill me, that's still going to allow me to have quality time with the people that I have come to understand care about me and my ability to help other people live quality lives. So there's a lot of it's not like making some silly New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose weight. No, this is about real stuff. The people who are important to me, I think people should think about the people that are important in their lives. People that you haven't taken time to really get to know or to nurture those relationships. Think of the things that those people have done for you in spite of the fact that you don't give them attention. Figure out ways that you can enrich their lives. Figure out something significant that you can contribute to the universe. It's not all about what you can get from the universe, because you get from the universe once you put something in it.
That's powerful. I agree with you. It's all about, it's reciprocal. You know, it's interesting how people don't really understand the cycle of life, right? You know, it's like we give and we get, we give and we get. It's not one-sided. And I find it very interesting. And now it's become very apparent to me when I feel this one-sidedness thing coming toward me. And when I feel it, I used to get angry about it. I remember I get angry because I couldn't explain it. And now when it comes toward me, I just say, hey, it's not going to work for me. I mean, I think it's a great idea that you have, but just not the way the world works. It's a give and a get situation. So, yeah, I agree with you, Reggie, because I think all of us need to really think about, it's not about the past. I just did a video series on how we live our best life. And we can't live our best life until we know our truth. And we don't know our truth until we understand the things that we've accepted in our life at face value, that we haven't done our due diligence, we haven't done our investigation, and we haven't done our exploration. Okay, it's key. And so that's one of the real things that I want y'all to really think about right now. And everybody around the country listening to the show live on USA Radio Networks, everybody that's watching live on social media, I want you to think about it. What is something that you can uncover about yourself and get to know who you are, taking away those pre-existing conditions, taking away the concept that my mom told me or my dad told me or I was raised this way? I want you to think about this, because you have the chance to define your reality. You know, Reggie, it's not about, oh, I'm going to lose some weight, or, oh, I'm going to go vegan this year. I mean, that's fine. I mean, if you all have these thoughts in your head, that's great. That's great. I'm not against the vegan thing, and I'm not against the losing weight. But I think it needs to be a call to action of something of major substance. And I think if we can achieve that, I think you can look back at every day and say, what have I done today to make the people in my life, the environment in my life, myself, have more joy, have more independence, more success, more happiness, but how do I feel? And I think the first thing that a lot of us need to think about is successfully being more personally successful, more professionally successful, and really think about where you'd like to be versus where you are now. And it's not all about monetary situations here. This is about emotion. This is about connection with family. If you don't being there for your friend family, it's about being there for your friends, about your family, your connections, your relationships. But inherently, it's about realizing your value. If you don't get your value and you don't understand your value and you don't love yourself, you're not going to be able to love that friend family or to connect with that family at that same level, because you don't know your value. Until you know your value, you don't know other people's value, because it doesn't make sense.
We waste a lot of time trying to please people or make other people happy because we think it's our responsibility or obligation to do so. And I think my favorite word that I've discovered on this show is crap. That's a bunch of crap. We don't give ourselves time to contemplate what major contributions we can make to the universe if we're too busy always trying to run around and trying to guess what other people want us to do. A lot of the times, they don't even want us to do any of that stuff. But we're spending all of our time trying to do things we think will make other people happy, even though they haven't asked us. Or we don't even bother to just simply ask them how we can help them. So if you clear out all of that junk from your life, you'll find that you have so much time, so much energy to actually contribute to something significant that you thought you didn't have time for. We waste a lot of time. We squander a lot of time.
You're so right about that. And that's something it's interesting that I started thinking about this year. You know, after the surgery, I was thinking, you know, hey, I got 4 weeks where I can't lift anything over 10 pounds. And I started thinking about what are some of the other things that I'm doing in my life, you know, that are taking up a lot of time, but they're not having a lot of payoff. What are some of the things that I'm doing on my own? And I know a lot of you out there are like me. It's the Lone Ranger. Okay, I got to take care of all this stuff. I'm the only one that can physically take care of this stuff. And I got to put all this stuff on my back and I got to shoulder all this stuff and I'm going to figure it out. And I've realized that one of the things that I haven't been doing is asking for help at all. I don't need any. I don't want any. I don't need anybody else's help. And I've realized I do. And I think all of us need other people's help. I mean, even if it's just carrying a thing of groceries into your house because you can't carry something over 10 pounds. But I'm thinking about we need to let other people into our life and allow them if they want to help. You're not saying, hey, I need your help. Oh, come on, I'm begging you, please. I need you to come back here. It's more like, hey, by the way, this is what I'm doing. If you're interested in getting involved, great. If you want to be involved, love to have you. I think you would really be great at XYZ, and if you want to connect, great. But, you know, one of the things that I've realized, too, is even if that doesn't work and that connection doesn't work, it doesn't matter because there's going to be somebody else. If you just open up your mind and say, hey, I need a little help. And I realized that just the other day, and it's something that I have. I'm one of those people, I park my own car, I wash my own car. I'm these small things in life, and they're not small to me. They're big things. Okay? But I've done all that all the time, all the workload, everything, always. And it's like, but at the end, I look back and I say, how many hours was I at work until 9:30 at night? And I get home and dinner's already up and it's already done. You know, husband's already sleeping. You know, dog's already asleep. I live in a smaller place, so the sound carries, so I can't really just jump on the TV and go crazy. And it's like, I don't really, how many more of those times do I have to squander? And I'm not trying to be negative Nancy here. I'm just saying, hey, eventually, you know, I'd like to live for the rest of my life, too. And I think to some degree we do, but not in this lifetime. So I don't want to squander that time doing stuff that I don't need to be doing or doing stuff that somebody else can probably do it better than I can. When we return, we're going to be talking more about 2020, the new decade. Hey, Reggie's the one that sent it to me the first. He was the first one that said, hey, it's not a new year, it's a new decade. And I want you to think about that. Joining us later by phone, Arnold Smith, creator of Connection App. Don't forget checking out the Connection App. Just go to, you know, Apple, go to Google, and go to your apps. Put in the Connection App. You can download it for free. You can also enter to win a contest to win a really cool vacation for you and your partner. So don't forget that. We're going to be talking more about this and more how you can get a handle on this and make 2020 the best year yet. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in, well, I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. ArtForYourCause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to ArtForYourCause.com and start the journey today. Do you want want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about 2020, the new decade, a new life, a new chapter. What does that mean? How can I attain my true life? Well, it's up to you right now, guys. It's a big deal. And I know that many of us make these New Year's resolutions, and they go by the wayside pretty quick, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about solid change. Or it could be solid consistency. But right before the break, I was talking about the concept of asking for help. And it's something that I've never done before, really. And so I want you to think about that. What's something that you can do right now that you've never done before? You know, Reggie, we've talked about this. What is something that you're going to do in 2020 that you've never done before?
Well, one of the things that I think is very important to me is honing some of the horrific lessons I learned in being accepting of help, especially from strangers. I didn't know how to receive offers of assistance on days when I was, when my mobility was compromised, and when I was struggling psychologically to worry about whether or not this was going to be the way it was going to be forever. And I had to learn that each day was different. One day one thing wouldn't work, the next day that works and something else isn't. But when strangers would see me and think that, oh, well, maybe I needed the door open, or maybe I needed help lifting something out of my car, or just because they were trying to be nice. And I lashed out at people because I was upset that they thought I was an invalid. And then I realized that they were just trying to be helpful. They weren't making any judgments. What I'm trying to say is I know better now, and I got over that, but it's still not automatic for me. And so I need to hone that and realize it's not, I'm not surrendering anything by being open to and grateful for assistance that people volunteer. If they volunteer and I really don't need it, I can be kind to them and thank them for the offer and move on rather than attack them. So I know I need to work on that. Just being grateful, being gracious. I was the one who always gave, but I didn't learn how to receive things. And we can really do damage to people when we misconstrue their intentions. So that's why I need to work on that.
I like that. And I think all of us have things that we need to straighten out. And I think some of you may be asking for help with something. Maybe getting some more balance in your life is an option. I mean, I know in my life I've had a tendency of being extreme one way or another, and I've been extreme work for a long time, and I get it. And I think there's got to be some balance. But I think by asking for help, I'm actually leading toward that balance. Because think about it. Just saying I want balance in my life is a great idea, but it's really lofty and there's not really any sort of meat there. And nobody really knows what balance is. Where do you get balance? How do you get balance? It's the same thing as saying I want to live my best life, but I don't know my truth. And so I've realized that in order to get balance, right, I have to figure out how you get balance. Well, I can ask for help in certain things that I can't normally, I can't do everything. And I've realized that, you know, honestly, when we think that we can do everything, that's when we're at a deficit again, because we're really not thinking clearly. And so when we return, we'll be talking more about 2020, more about the new decade, more about the new chapter in your life, things that you want to achieve. If you're here on USA Radio Network listening to the show live around the country, awesome. Keep tuning in. We got a lot of things to talk about. If you're on social media watching the show live, keep doing that on Facebook. But I want you to think about it. What does it mean to you? What is one or two things? Don't think about a whole laundry list. Don't go through the grocery list, because we only want to focus on a couple of things, because if we don't, we're going to let it all fall by the wayside and we're going to feel super bad we didn't do it. So I want you to think of two things that you can do that's going to really push forward and going to change your life forever. When we return, we got Arnold Smith. We got Reggie in studio. Don't forget Art for Your Cause. We'll be back in just a few. But think about that. Ponder it. And don't let go. Keep the channel on. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time. Keep us here in two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate seems certain to keep President Donald Trump in office thanks to overwhelming GOP support expected in the impeachment trial. But how that trial will proceed and when it will actually begin still remains to be seen. Once the House transmits the articles of impeachment, decisions about how to conduct the trial will require 51 votes. With Republicans controlling the Senate, 53-47, Democrats cannot force subpoenas
on their own. Republicans are continuing to hold the line behind Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's position that they should start the trial and hear arguments from House prosecutors immediately. It would take 67 votes to convict Trump on either charge and remove him from office. It's also far from certain that all 47 Democrats will find Trump guilty. Currently, Democratic Senator Doug Jones of Alabama said he is still undecided on how he might vote. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today's show, we're talking about 2020, the new decade. We're talking about life, we're talking about love, but we're talking about achieving things in your life that matter. What is something new in this time, this year, this decade, that you are going to embark on that you haven't done so far? Right before the break, I was talking about I want to achieve balance in my life. And balance is a great idea, but balance is it's just a pie in the sky. Well, how do you get balance? I realize that I need to get some balance by asking for some help. Can't do everything. I can try to, and I've done it pretty well for a while, but I realize I can't do everything. And that's where I'm realizing I'm going to achieve some balance. Reggie's here in studio with me, and join us on phone, by phone, on phone. He's not really on the phone, but he's via phone. Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app, and he's got a good beat on things, a good perspective. So, you know, Arnold, by the way, happy 2020. Hope you're doing well. Something that you're really focusing on this year, this decade, something new for Arnold.
Oh, Oh, so you're going to get personal on me right away.
Okay,
no, no. No, it's awesome. But first, I just want to say, you know, you and Reggie were talking about accepting help. And I think so many people struggle with that. But here's something I want people to keep in mind, especially when someone is offering you help. When you help someone else, you always feel good. That's just, it's 100% true. Even if you didn't like doing it, you still feel good that you did it. So when you accept help from someone else, you're actually helping them feel good. It's a gift to them, just something to consider. But for me, it's really all about kind of focusing. And, you know, when you are self-employed, you can have so many different – I'm an idea guy. I got ideas coming out of my ears. And so for me, 2020 is really about honing in on the things that are most important and really letting go of some of the other things for down the road, not try and do everything. I think probably a similar idea of balance for you. You know, sometimes in order to have balance, you got to let go of a few things. And so that's really my focus for 2020.
See, that's awesome. I mean, it's all about really putting things into perspective. As far as the family work dynamic, because I know you have a lot of things going on, and I know that a lot of our listeners have a lot of responsibilities. Okay, that's why we all connect. We got some similar lives here. What are some things that you're proposing in your own mind that you want to see different or you want to see streamlined when it comes to all those different things that you're having to manage?
You know, it's tough because when it comes to your family life, I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine yesterday, as a matter of fact, and one of the things that he's done in his life, that he's one of the most successful people I know, and he takes 100% responsibility for creating great results in his life. He doesn't really give himself any skating room. He's like, no, I'm going to make this happen. Now, that has stood him in great stead in his life. But when it comes to his relationship, you know, if he's always trying to improve things and make the relationship he wants to be, well, you can imagine that can occur as a bit of control into his wife and kids. Now, he is 100% committed to being a great husband and father. But this is it's a competing commitment. What has worked for him in one area of your life, of his life, is actually impacting his ability to achieve the results he wants in the home, in the relationship. And so for me personally, I'm looking at what are my competing commitments that are preventing me from being successful, not only in my relationships, but also in my career and vice versa. And I think that this is something that people fail to realize, is that it's kind of this hidden motivator to our actions. We have this commitment that is really, it's how we create success in almost every area of our life. And if there is an area of your life that you're struggling to change, it's almost always because you have this competing commitment that really is, works for you.
I understand that. And I think also a lot of us see things a little differently in the fact that some of the things in our life we don't see that we have to work that hard on. And I think relationships is one of them, because I feel that we always feel like it's going to be there. Like we always feel like the person's always going to be there. And you don't hear it until like the stories of when people say, hey, it was like out of the blue. And the next thing you know, I'm looking and I'm realizing my wife is handing me divorce papers. Or I had this really deep conversation with my husband and I didn't realize how unhappy he had been for 15 years. And it's not until then that we see people, like, freaking out, right, Arnold? I mean, they start freaking out. It's like, oh, my God, what do I do, when the whole time they could have been doing something?
You know, it's such a great point, Ashley. And, in fact, you know, it was kind of the whole premise for creating my company. There's a whole industry for helping people get rescued from disaster. Okay, like, I need therapy now because, you know, my wife's not talking to me, or like, things were on the rocks. And then there's, of course, the beginning of your relationship where you don't need any of that. But then there's, like, the middle portion where, you know, you kind of let things slide, you kind of, you know, or you're focused on other things. And then there's a massive difference between knowing someone loves you and feeling their love. And when you can help them to actually feel your love, that's when it really has the big impact. Of course, they know you love them, but saying I love you doesn't cut it. That is it's an intellectual exercise. And you know, one of the pieces of research that we did was like, when you are actually experiencing love, your body, there's a specific reaction in your body. And when you have in your routine actions that make sure that your partner is not just knowing they love you, but actually feeling your love, that's when your relationship stays healthy and strong. And you don't get to that place. And so it's just a matter of those little tiny actions, but we discount them. It's a shame.
It's so true. And I just think we just take it for granted. And I think that's part of the human condition. And so that might be something that you want to pursue this year. Is there something that you're taking for granted that you don't want to see yourself on the other side of the equation that you've seen your friends or family? And I'm not saying, oh, let's make judgment at all. I'm saying we've all seen things happen in our family dynamic. We've all seen things happen in our environment and our community. We've all seen things happen with our best friends, our good friends, that honestly, we really don't want to walk down that. We don't really want to do that. So is there something you can do right now? And it's not because remember the last show we were live on, we talked about bringing the concept of the Christmas spirit into the whole year. Okay, so it's kind of similar. We're not talking about, hey, come up with this great New Year's resolution and then in 2 weeks lose it because you said you're going to lose weight. You go to the gym and it's too packed and it's overwhelming. And you go, everybody's always on the machines. I can't do it. 3 weeks later, you're done. We're not talking about that, guys. That's not this kind of show. That's not what we do here. You know, and so it's like, I think this is something that we have to really think about it. Is there something that you can do to change something, to augment something, to put in some sort of set of reality that you can change, that you can offset a situation that you really don't want to deal with?
Before casting insincere and empty resolutions into the universe, we should first take stock of who we have been or who we have pretended to be. Being clear about our past and present avatars clears the way for us to substantially declare who we believe we are becoming and can become. I think we need to sit down and make lists of circumstances we survived, the ones that hit us by surprise and the ones we were kind of putting off coming, but we knew it was going to happen and then it did, and what do we do? Usually we're still not prepared. Look at all of those kind of behaviors. Look at all those old avatars and decide to let that stuff go. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to attack problems a little differently. I'm going to try that. I already know what happens when I do what I do. So, and that's, again, it's not anything anybody else can do for us. It's what we can do for us. And that's different than control. We waste a lot of time trying to control situations. All we need to do is be present in the situations in which we find ourselves and depend on the lessons we have learned. Use those as tools, new tools, to create a different outcome.
Arnold, what do you think about that?
You know, Reggie, that's bang on. You know, ultimately, where we have power is in this moment. And, you know, I spent a long time making goals, like big goals. I'm going to make this much money. I'm going to lose this much weight. I'm going to have my relationship's going to be this way. And the problem with goals is you can't do a result. You can't do losing weight. You can't do making more money. You can't do have a better relationship. And so ultimately, when you look at changing your life, you have to look at what is a behavior. What is an action that I can do on a regular? How can I change my routine? Because ultimately, you know, we can't prove that, you know, doing more loving actions for your partner is going to make you have a better relationship. But it's probably true. We can't prove that, you know, reaching out to 10 prospects every day is going to improve your business. But it's probably true. Ultimately, change requires faith. It requires faith that your tiny actions over time will create the results you want, even in the face of no proof. I've been doing this for months and nothing has changed. Got to keep going. And the only time you have power to take action is right now. Imagine if 2020, all you did was spend all your energy dealing with what is actually happening instead of what has happened in the past or what you worry might happen in the future. Your productivity would skyrocket.
That's so true. And it's not about, like, thinking about our, you know, we have to look at the things that we've done that we're not that proud of. We have to look at the things that we've done that we wish we had done better. We can't just sweep it under the rug. But I also don't want you pontificating and floating in that type of negativity. That's not going to get us any better. You don't want to beat yourself up. You want to learn from the mistakes, right? But when we beat ourselves up, we go into the self-sabotaging behavior. So all of a sudden, we become the judge, jury, and executioner, and then the action becomes really challenging. Like, what, you know, think about it. What is an action that you can do on a regular basis right now that'll change your life forever? And this doesn't have to be a big action. This could be something pretty small. If you're dealing, let me give you an example. If you're dealing with solid depression, and you're trying to figure out how to get out of depression, and you're trying everything you can, one of the things that you can do every morning is when you wake up is make the bed, take a shower, grab something to drink, and proceed to figure out what you're going to do next. And I know that to some people they say, making a bed? What the heck? It's small, but it keeps somebody that's depressed out of getting back into bed. There are things that you can do, and it might be something big. You might start a charitable organization this year that changes the life eventually of millions of people. But it depends on what is right for you, and it depends on what you want to achieve. And that's what I really want us to think about, because I think Reggie offers such a great perspective. Arnold offers such a great perspective on this. You know, and one last thing that I want to talk about before we go to break, specifically, because I want to get personal. You know, Arnold, what is your specific thing that you're working on this year? And then I want to ask Reggie before we go to our break.
You know, really for me, there's a limiting belief. You know, if you, you know, I didn't have like the golden spoon. You know, I had to kind of fight and claw my way to create a life that I wanted. But it never really goes away. You know, your childhood, your failures, or what's happened in the past. And so for me, it's around when I encounter a thought that is contrary to how I want to proceed in my life, is that I squash it. And so for me, it really is about that mental toughness, that resiliency of staying focused and keeping my beliefs strong, really overcoming the limiting beliefs that we all carry. So personally, that's something I'm really tackling for 2020 and beyond.
And that's powerful. Reggie, what about you?
My thing is not to depend on conventional beliefs. By conventional beliefs, I should be dead. There's no reason that I should have survived another 4 years without a kidney transplant. But I have. And I'm actually in better health now than I was before I found out I was sick. Because I'm being mindful of my health. I know everything about my health. There are no mysteries anymore. So I've learned that conventional wisdom has maybe 25% value, but it is not a predictor for how my life is going to go. I get to decide that.
Powerful. When we return, we'll be talking. I'll tell you one thing that I'll be working on. We'll hold it to the next segment. We need to talk more about this because, guys, we're getting there. You're getting there. You're thinking wheels are turning, changes are going to be had. You're going to create a plan. And it's going to be your own plan. It's going to be your unique plan. No one else is going to have it, okay? That's what we're going for. So stay tuned. Keep it on the radio. Keep it on social media. We've got more to talk about. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about, 2020, about doing things that are different than we've ever done before, about orchestrating a plan, no matter how big or how small, to make changes to our life that we need to make that we have not done so far. And I think it's interesting, you know, right before the break, Arnold was talking about how he's working to eliminate his limiting beliefs. The belief system that he was raised with, you know, he wasn't raised with a silver spoon. He wasn't raised that way. And so there were things that he believes are limiting. And I think many of us are in that same position. And that's something that I'm working on, too, is to realize when we're working from a limiting perspective, from an old way of thinking. You know, Reggie is no longer going to depend on conventional beliefs anymore to determine his faith. And, you know, I think that all of these are so responsible and smart. So lasting thoughts today, guys, because I have one more thing that I'm working on, and I just want to state it for the record, is that I'm going to also eliminate the noise in my life. And what I mean by noise, I think y'all know what I'm talking about. I will explain. People, projects, and things that do not serve their value and do not connect with my value. So whether y'all need to take some breaks on social media, obviously not when you're watching the show here, but other times, if you need to take some breaks from some folks that are just kind of noise, or you need to take some break from some things that aren't speaking your value, you've got to figure that out, because you can't be spread that thin Arnold, lasting words for our listeners today on USA Radio Networks.
You know, any time that you want to create something new in your life that you haven't done before, you have to address the fact that there's no proof that you can do it. And you may have a limiting belief around that, like, no, I can't lead a company, or I can't start a company, or whatever it is. I've never been that touchy-feely in the past, so obviously I can't do that in the future. And this belief about ourselves is what will hold us back. But it's important to understand it's not something that you do just one time. This is a habitual way of thinking about yourself, and you might have a thought about whatever it is you want to change, not like a couple of times a day, but like dozens or even hundreds of times a day. It's when you're changing a habit, you have to address that thought every single time. And it might take months. I don't want to blow smoke. It might take months, even years. But ultimately, if you want something new, you got to stick with it. You have to keep with it every time it happens.
So true. And it is. It's something that you have to do over a period of time. And that's why I love Arnold on the show, because he speaks it how it is. You're not BSing. You're telling the truth. Reggie, lasting words for our folks here on USA Radio Networks today.
I think we have to concentrate on quality of life issues and claim those quality of life issues as our new normal. And by that I mean being clear to people, both familiar and strangers, that you are open to opportunity. Because when opportunities are presented to us, they don't come with cymbals and a marching band and all that. They're usually very subtle. And if you're too busy, you said you wanted to clean out the noise in your life. If you're too busy consumed by the noise, you can't hear the opportunity. You can't respond to it. You can't say yes, so that the person offering it feels free to explain in detail what they need from you. So I think we shut out a lot of positive things that we could benefit from just by our nonverbal behavior.
I so agree, Reggie. That's so profound. And that's why this show, I think, is so unique, is because, you know, it's not the regurgitated stuff that we hear all the time. It's not about the New Year's resolutions. Not once have we talked about it except for to put some jabs to the New Year's resolutions. We brought that phrase up. But we're talking about real life changes. How matter small, how big. And so we're thinking about that, eliminating that noise, limiting those limited, you know, really focusing on those limiting beliefs. How can I eliminate those in my life? How can I be aware of it happening? How do I know when the trigger's happening? Right when I think something, oh, okay, wait, I'm aware enough, I'm mindful enough to know that this is limiting, or I'm going back into the old way of thinking. I'm actually going to these conventional beliefs and believing they're true when I have shown them that that's not true. When I have literally overcome the options and I am what they consider a miracle, I'm no longer going to listen to that. And so I want you to find that one thing that you want to really set your thoughts to, that you can really focus on, that you can get into it, get into the meat of it, and really begin to say, hey, I'm not going to sit there and look for change immediately. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to get centered. I'm going to focus. I'm going to believe in myself, and I'm going to do this 2020, and this is my decade. We'll see you back next week. Check out the show next week, always 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in three shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.